Distinguished Chair, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, let me thank the SEDAV Committee for the adoption of its General Recommendation number 40, which introduced an innovative approach on parity and inclusivity in decision-making systems based on 7 key pillars. The General Recommendation updates the relevant SEDAV framework to foster the involvement and active participation of women in every process taking place in the public, political, economic, and private spheres. We praise the focus on the importance to develop new technologies and artificial intelligence with a women right-based and accessible approach. We also commend the recognition of a woman's crucial role as a driving force of sustainable peace in conflict prevention, management, and resolution, and the importance to ensure parity in all aspects, stages, and levels of decision-making on peace and security. We further endorse the importance to integrate future generation into a vision of society that is really based on parity and inclusivity. Italy attached the utmost importance to women empowerment in public and political life, in line with the contents of the General Recommendation. According to the constitutional principle of equal opportunities in access to public office and elective offices, Italian women were significantly empowered over the time, also with the implementation of gender quotas to encourage their candidacy at all levels. In July 2021, Italy adopted the law number 120 to promote gender equality in the corporate sector governance by maintaining that a minimum of 30% of board members in publicly listed state-owned enterprises be women. In line with the set of vision about the need to increase women opportunities to access to senior level of decision-making where they would be able to drive and inform the agenda, for example, as a leader of a national government or international organization, let me highlight that since 2022, for the first time, a woman is president of the Council of the Minister in Italy, marking a symbolic event and a major historical step forward in balancing political representation. Dear colleagues, the combination of legislative measures and cultural initiative represent a real drive.